Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Some meetings coming up in our area. The town of Kent has a Board of Education meeting that starts tonight at 5 p.m. Check with the town website to see if that is Zoom or in person. Armenia, Dover, Pauling, Unionvale seniors age 60 and over invited to the Dutchess County Office for Aging's free drive-through senior picnic, which will be held tomorrow from 11 till 1 at the Boyce Park in Wingdale. Call 866-486-2555 to reserve your pickup time. It's limited to 350 reservations, an $8 fee for those who happen to be under 60. By the way, there'll be a prescription drug also available at that site. The State of Connecticut Siting Council is having a continuation of an evidentiary hearing on the cell towers in Kent. That'll be held tomorrow via Zoom, beginning at 2 p.m. More information on that at the Kent website. On Thursday, in between 4 and 6:30, the Vintage Race and Sports Car Parade will happen in our tri-state region. It will not wind up in Falls Village this year due to the COVID-19 regulations. It'll leave Lime Rock around 4 o'clock and go through the tri-state region and then return to Lime Rock Park. In Cornwall, they have a conversation with Johanna Hayes. It's a Zoom call, and that will happen tomorrow at 6 p.m. More information on the Cornwall, Connecticut website. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting on Thursday evening at 6:30. That meeting is via Zoom. The Town of Armenia Town Board workshop meeting will be held tomorrow, Town Hall, first floor at 7 p.m. A salute to the flag. They'll also have trail to train fence bids, request for a proposal of the grant for sidewalk to Beekman Park, supervisor, town clerk report, and public comment at that meeting. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum invites you to their 25th anniversary Sharon Treasure Sale. The online auction begins on Friday at noon and concluding on Monday, September 7th at noon. Auction items may be previewed at Sharon Historical Society and Museum, and that preview will go on through Friday, September 4th between 11 and 3. You'll pick up the items Tuesday, September 8th through Friday, September 11th between 10 and 2 at the Sharon Historical Society. The link to the auction site will be active as of Friday, September 4th at 12 noon. In West Cornwall, both the Village and West Cornwall Farm Markets are going to happen on the 5th. Also going on the 5th, the Cornwall Association monthly meeting via Zoom at 9 a.m. At 10 a.m., the library book sale goes till 2 o'clock. That's live outdoors at the Cornwall Library. Edward Markey has defeated Joe Kennedy in the Democratic Senate primary in Berkshire County. Markey defeated Kennedy in the Democratic primary, harnessing support from progressive leaders, overcoming a challenge from a younger rival who's a member of America's most famous political family. Markey appeared to voters in this deeply Democratic state by positioning himself as aligned with the liberal wing of the party, teaming up with leading progressive New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the Green New Deal, and at one point labeled Joe Kennedy, quote, a progressive in name only, end quote. The Connecticut Secretary of State's office denied on Tuesday it had been the victim of a data breach after voter information surfaced on a Russian hacker's platform. The denial came after Russian newspaper Kommersant published a report on its website alleging that hackers obtained the name, date, birth, gender, and registration date, address, postal code, email, voter ID number, and more. Well, the state of Connecticut says that's easily available on the web as a regular practice. Merrill also pointed out that the voter information can be found for free at the website that has purchased the data and reposted it. Two more states were added to Connecticut, New York's, and New Jersey's COVID-19 watch list. The states of Alaska and Montana were added to the tri-state travel advisory that requires visitors from states with high rates of coronavirus to quarantine upon arrival in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. There are now 31 states subject to this travel quarantine directive, plus the territories of Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. A task force meeting on Monday, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association has delayed the start of winter sports by 2 weeks. Although the organization is still finalizing a return to play guidance for fall sports season, which is expected to be released on Friday, the organization decided to delay the winter sports season until November 30th in order to give schools and sections more time to complete the fall season. Winter sports practice was originally scheduled to begin on November the 16th. A special town meeting coming up in Great Barrington on September 15th at 6 p.m. will consider a large variety of zoning bylaw changes, switching to a quarterly proper tax payment system, and several citizens' petitions. The meeting will be held in a drive-in setup at Monument Mountain Regional High School. Those zoning approvals include amending bylaws for accessory dwelling units and movable tiny houses, and changes to bylaws for multifamily housing and planned use residential development. Another would allow for the conversion of nursing homes into multifamily housing by special permit. The meeting also seeks voter approval to transfer a parcel of town-owned residential property on Grove Street to the Affordable Housing Trust. Regulations regarding swimming pools, downtown business district use requirements, and standards for mixed-use commercial development are also on the agenda. An amendment to the town's design advisory committee and review standards also will be considered, and a limit on the number of marijuana retailers in town is also being proposed. Brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 28,842.00, the NASDAQ at 12,441.75, and the S&P 500 at 3,553.00. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.